Good morning. This is a bright new day that the Lord has given us to rejoice and to be glad in Him. Welcome to today's Daily Insights. This is day 8 of our episodes, What Does It Take to Grow? On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny. Today we discover habit number 4. In order to grow, we need a caring family and friends, fellowship. In order to grow, we need a caring family and friends, fellowship. And I want to start by asking you a question. What's your experience with the church been like? Do you attend church? Do you have a local church? Assembling together with other Christians is very important. We find that in Hebrews chapter 10, 24 to 25. It is a means of stimulating one another to love and good works. We exhort one another in our service to Christ. Therefore, Christians should make a strong habit of attending church, attending as often as possible for worship, Bible study, among other things. The more we attend church, the stronger the habit becomes. The less we attend, the weaker the habit becomes. Christians who make it a habit to skip the assemblies struggle in their efforts to grow spiritually. No Christian has become stronger by neglecting the assembly. As we assemble and fellowship, the Bible has a lot of commands of how we are to treat one another. And today, these I call them one another commands. And we are going to look at some of them. Command number one of one another commands, honor one another. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. We find that in Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Command number two of one another commands, accept one another. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. Serve one another, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. We find that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Don't condemn one another. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. We find that in Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Submit to one another. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. We also see that in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Another command of one another command, forgive one another. We find that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Love one another. You are cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. We find that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, and Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Also, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. Another command is, confess your sins to one another. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The urgent request of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. James chapter 5, verse 16. Brethren, the easiest way for us to do that is to see and treat each other as friends. There are a number of ways for you to be connected with a local church. Perhaps you're already involved in some of the other of them. Probably you go to Sunday morning, you have home groups, events, hospitality, coffee, chamas, or groups of friends. On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny, taking you through What It Does Take to Grow episodes. Today we are on day 8 of our episodes. Tomorrow we go deeper with habit number 4. In order to grow, we need a caring family and friends, fellowship. We delve deeper in practical ways in developing this habit and figure out how we can use this as a tool in our paths to becoming spiritual mature. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom.